You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Milwaukee Common Council has collectively sent a letter to President Trump asking for a major disaster declaration. The United Front wants to speed up recovery aid coming from recent flooding. The council's letter says federal support is urgently needed because local and state resources just aren't enough. The council is also calling on people impacted by the flooding to call 211 to report damage. FEMA officials are expected to arrive in the area this week to start assessing the flood damage. There are more free resources for those cleaning up from the floods. Free cleanup kits are being handed out at the Salvation Army on West Villard Avenue thanks to a donation. The kits come with everything you need to safely clean and sanitize your home, including gloves and masks. Other free help includes the city waiving fees at its disposal centers for flood debris. If you have big items to get rid of, a company called Power Moves Relocation will haul away two large things for free. If you or someone you know needs help finding shelter, food, or health support, they can call 211. You're also told to call that number to report the flood damage. A new program from Milwaukee Police is designed to improve how first responders interact with people who have special needs. The system called SAFER sends alerts with important information right to officers and EMS when they respond to a call. That information may include what could trigger a situation or the best ways to communicate with that person. A statement says it's meant to ensure everyone gets the care they need in a safer, more understanding way. The alerts are linked to a registered address or people and show up instantly in dispatch. You gotta sign up, and there's more about the effort on the MPD website. The lawyer for Nikita Kassip, the Waukesha teen charged with killing his parents, says he needs more time to review evidence in the case. The 17-year-old Kassip is accused of killing his mother and stepfather. The judge says he expects a trial to start early next year. Federal investigators say they're looking into a document they say Kassip wrote, which calls for the assassination of the president. Previous court records show he was in contact with someone speaking Russian and had planned to escape to Ukraine. Locally, he faces multiple charges, including two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. They're pushing a lot of weight through the port. Port Milwaukee is celebrating national recognition after a big year on the docks. The port increased international cargo throughput by 70% last year. The amount moved through Milwaukee has earned the port another Pacesetter Award from the U.S. Great Lakes Seaway Development Corporation. That's an award they've now won 16 times. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the award is proof Milwaukee is growing as a hub for jobs and global trade. The last chance to weigh in on Milwaukee County's 2026 budget is tomorrow. The listening session is at the Washington Park Urban Ecology Center at 5. The budget outlines how county services will work and helps people see where their tax dollars go. The county wants to help people learn more and share their thoughts. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. That, frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.